Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you talk to anybody this weekend, everybody was just so upset with the lack of competitiveness for the first four games of Wild Card Weekend. Now, last year was the same thing, too. Now, Divisional Playoff Weekend is supposed to be the best, should be the best, and then Championship Sunday is always awesome. You know, the Super Bowl can either be great or a total dud. We know this. But I just feel like this year, the play was the worst I have seen since I've started watching football.
You know, one-third of the league had five wins or less.
Yeah.
So when you think about that and you put it in that context, you realize that there was a lot of bad football. That's why when the NFL puts out a lot of its own propaganda about the amount of one-score games and closeness and competitive balance and things of that nature, do you really think the Giants, the Titans, the Browns, the Raiders, the Patriots, maybe the Patriots next year, who knows? The Jaguars, maybe them next year. Saints, Panthers, Jets. Do you think that they are going to get that much better? And even, you know, every year you also hear the same propaganda that there's always somebody that goes from last place to first place within their division.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders were that team. And I'm not even really talking about that stuff because you could spin that no matter what. Just from an eye test standpoint, I love the NFL. It's my favorite sport. It's my favorite league. I'll watch it no matter what. I'm involved in fantasy and FanDuel Sportsbook and all of these things. So you could still, I mean, that's what's going to keep the NFL alive more than anything is the fact that you have a prop bet and the game is what it is. Like, let's say you got Josh Jacobs to score a touchdown in that Green Bay-Philadelphia game. I mean, you're not even caring how bad the game is. He goes for that big run, and then he gets down at the one-inch line. They give it to him again, and then he gets in. And it's like, all right, now you win your bet, and you're excited, even though the game sucks. But it just it has felt like I'm just – I have watched – and maybe it's skewed because we got the Jets and Giants here as well that are also awful. But I just the level of play now that it's spilled into the playoffs being as poor as it is, you know, and the only way I could put my finger on it or have some sort of explanation is there's an extra game. Nobody practices in the preseason. Everybody's playing on Thursday nights and they hate it. And then a bunch of teams are going overseas and having to deal with that.
Yes.
All those things, I think, have you put all the ingredients and you have this recipe for crappier football.
Yeah, but the problem is that the people in the NFL that are trying to extract as much money because they want to grow the pie, that's the idea, is to make money.
I get it.
They know that they have the most popular product. They know that, you know, there are international cities that want to pay for these games. The owners are always pressing the button, you know, on Park Avenue's offices, like, what are we doing here? How much more money, you know, where are we going with this? So that's why I think eventually they're going to get to 18 games. I would think eventually they're going to move the Super Bowl to President's Weekend, and I would imagine two buys, and I would imagine another TV partner coming in, and that TV partner being Netflix. Netflix had so much success with their two games on Christmas. You know, they're going to want more, and they're going to want it. You know, and this is what separates all these different services, whether it be the broadcast networks or whether it be the streaming services, from what everybody else is doing, because they have the most popular sport. You saw the ratings and the amount of viewers that Netflix had on Christmas. It was insane.
Yeah. I mean, and you have to, have to believe them with what those numbers are. I mean, they also threw out those crazy numbers with the Paul Tyson fight, which I didn't really believe.
Yeah, but they know those numbers. They're accurate. They're not estimates.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just...
I'll tell you who... If I were running Nielsen ratings company, and with all these streaming services, now it's all built in, that they're not needed. I don't think they're needed for the streaming services. They're still needed for the broadcast networks. But if everybody is eventually going to end up going the streaming route, then what do they do?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while, you know, a few more years, but yeah, they're going to be deemed obsolete at some point. I would think.
It feels like it's going that way, but I'm sure that they're still fighting tooth and nail to make sure that they stay relevant in the business model, with the business model that they have.
I mean, it's an impossible question to answer, but just your opinion on, like, if you took away the ability to gamble on NFL games, what percentage of viewership would be lost from the broadcast
standpoint? Well, but let's just face it. Gambling, legalized gambling is... been only, what, 5 years old now? 6 years old?
Yeah, but I mean...
About that? Right. So even before the gambling, everybody knew that people were gambling on the games.
Of course, yeah.
Everybody knew it anyway, so that would probably still continue. I just think that the fantasy aspect to it, the gambling aspect to it, the explosion and the personalities that are playing and how those personalities are put forward now, like from the Kelce brothers to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, everybody's doing something. The Mannings, Tom Brady. Think about it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is, but it's also been kind of a crap product for most of the year.
Yeah, but you got the NFL Network, you got CBS, you got Fox, you got NBC, you got ESPN, you got Prime Video, you got Netflix now. I mean, like, you guys...
Everybody wants a piece of it, I understand, but I mean, it doesn't... And it's going to continue that way, but it really doesn't hide the fact that this is just, there's been some really, really not entertaining games, and it also feels like a chore to watch some of these games, which I never felt like that before. I really didn't. It was always, you know, the best, you know, and maybe we'll get a divisional playoff weekend where everything's great, but then you also have a couple of potential mismatches on paper again.
And that could be why the NFL is considering changing the format for the playoffs and doing it based on your record as opposed to winning your division. Would you think that would make it better?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, you had one team, so like every home team won, and each one of those, right, there was only one team. So like the Commanders had a better record than the Bucs, and they went in and beat them. But there was no other situation like that where the home team had a worse record. It'll happen tonight.
What was the Chargers versus the Texans?
Oh yeah, was that? Yeah, that was another. Yeah,
but I think there were three games where the road team had the better record.
So the Vikings and the Rams, and now that's a neutral location. Yes. So you can't even really count that.
But I'm just saying that would have counted had they played the game in L.A.
Right.
So three games had where the visiting team had the better record.
Yeah, the Texans 10-7, and the Chargers were 10-7 too, right? Chargers didn't have 11 wins, did they?
I thought they did.
Did they have 11 wins?
Yeah,
they did. 11-6. All right, yeah, so they did. All right, but then, you know, the Texans with the home field there ended up winning. Yeah, I don't know if it would make it better. I don't know. That game was just brutal.
You know how the Lions and the Cowboys always have a Thanksgiving game?
Yeah.
Like the Texans always have that Saturday first game.
Every year.
The playoffs every year.
Yep.
Let's go to Mike in North Caldwell. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to call in because I heard the question about measurement and measuring ratings on the TV glass.
Okay.
And a company like Nielsen actually matters when you think about who is watching behind the TV screen. First-party data from the streamers, they're very important. But it's important to know which people are behind the screen, whether it's you, whether it's your family, whether it's your kids, all that stuff. And that's where Nielsen comes into play.
Right. So do you think that Nielsen goes by the wayside, though, when everything ends up going to streaming, you know, eventually?
I actually think it's even more important to be able to understand the people. That's who the advertisers want to know. That's who they're trying to reach with their brands.
Right.
And to be able to know who the demographics are, whether it's a 55-year-old male or a 25-year-old female, that's where those metered panels come in from.
So you couldn't figure that out through the streaming and the numbers and who's watching? You couldn't do that way?
Not in a direct measurement where you actually know who's behind the screen. You may get information from the actual user, like you may know what user is logged into the TV glass, but you don't know who they're watching with. You think about the Super Bowl. That's made for out-of-home viewing, right? How are you going to get first-party streaming from in-home when viewers are watching out-of-home?
Sound like you work for Nielsen.
It's important to me, measurement, Greg. And I mentioned that when I called in.
Are you in advertising?
I'm in market research.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it just sounded like he was Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's also important to, like, Nielsen is an independent place. Netflix telling me 65 million people watch something doesn't mean anything to me because I have no idea. It's like when people tell me their podcast is this or that. Unless I can see the numbers ourselves, you know, an independent party, doesn't mean anything. But Netflix is not going to say no one watched the Christmas game. They're going to say 65 million people watched it.
It's true. I mean, that's what I brought up before. But you think that they're telling absolutely telling the truth. But, I mean, I don't know.